went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. I know, Tracy, you're always excited, honey, for a brand new Second Date Update.
Oh, I love it. Mm. You learn so much.
Yes.
You really do.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We learn how unfun it is these days to be during the social media side of the world of dating.
Yeah, that is one of the biggest things that we learn, I have to say.
Not so fun. So that's why you come to us and we try to get you scored with a second date, because sometimes you don't get that call back.
Sometimes you don't.
Mm-mm.
And that's just the reality now.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have Steve on this morning. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Ooh, good. We're real good. And we're good. Yeah. So tell us, my man, who'd you go out on a date with?
Yeah.
Well, I went out with this girl, Belle, who we met on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
A lot of people meet on OkCupid.
I forget about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went out. We finally, after talking for a little bit, we ended up meeting to the Greenbush Bar on Regent Street.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And felt like we were having a good time. And the only weird thing I can think of is that she kept repeatedly mentioning how different I looked from my picture online.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Like she was telling you that?
Yeah, she just brought it up, like, I want to say at least 4 or 5 times, which seemed a little excessive.
Yeah, yeah.
But but overall, I thought everything was going well, and, you know, it felt like we were hitting it off. And then all of a sudden, she kind of just said, hey, if something came up, I have to go. And the date kind of just abruptly ended.
So she never got into now that would be
happens.
Like, I'd be like, what, do you think I look better?
Right.
Do you not think I look anything usually it's not what you look like.
I don't like it when people say stuff like that. Like, oh, you don't look like what I, you know. I mean, what other picture did you use?
You
used a current photo.
The only thing is my picture online, I had a hat or I have multiple pictures of me wearing hats.
Okay.
So I don't know. But we were out on a date. I'm not wearing a hat. You know?
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're being respectful.
Okay.
Listen, we like a guy in a hat.
Oh, I love a guy
That's
in
right,
a hat.
Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
But yeah, but she didn't really elaborate. And then she just kind of, you know, I wouldn't say vanished, but, you know, she was just like, I got to go. Something came up. And I was like, okay. And I've tried to reach out to her multiple times since then. And nothing.
And now you got nothing. So I'm just curious, Steve, do you like to wear your hat on front or backwards?
Yeah.
I'm more of a front hat kind of guy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I was just going to say, back in the day, I used to have a fetish with the hats.
You
I'd be
like,
turn it around. I mean, like, can you just turn it?
Yeah.
So you might want to start turning it around.
Yeah.
I get down with the sideways hat, too.
Oh, remember the sideways?
Yes, honey. You got your dance on
That's
the floor.
Right. Yeah, the sideways.
We're going to go dancing with Steve.
Uh-huh.
All right, my man. So how long would you say it's been since the last time you've spoken with her?
This has been about a week now.
Okay. All right.
Oh, all
well,
right.
That's not way anymore.
Okay.
We want to know what's going on. Like, ooh, you don't look like your picture.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I know. It's so like, can you be more specific, please?
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Belle and see why she hasn't gotten back to you and what this whole hat thing is going on. Sound good?
Sounds very good.
All right, ma'am. It's happening next with Kristen in the Morning Rush. Hopefully a second date between Belle and Steve on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. We got our boy Steve on the phone.
Yeah.
Girl, he likes to wear hats, and we know.
Yes.
Let's just give it up to the hats.
We love hats.
You know, I don't know. It's just something about guy in a baseball hat.
Oh, my gosh. Love it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We like wearing them, too, by the way.
They look sexy.
They're sexy.
Yeah.
So, listen, he met his girl, Belle, on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun one. That's been around for a while.
Yeah. A lot of people meet on OkCupid. They met for a drink at Greenbush Bar on Regent Street. It sounded like things were going really well. She did make a comment a few times that he looked different from his profile picture. He didn't know what that meant. But other than that, I mean, I do too. But other than that, he said things seemed fine. And then she had to abruptly leave.
That's like someone coming up to me and saying, you don't look the way you sound. I'm like,
and then they don't elaborate.
And they don't tell you what they think.
Is that what is that? Is that good or bad?
I know, right?
I don't know.
All right, so this is what we're gonna do, Steve. We're gonna give her a call. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Belle?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Oh, hey.
What's going on?
What's up, Bill?
Ooh, girl, you want to go dancing?
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, honey. See a bunch of hotties wearing their baseball caps because that's how we do it.
That's right.
Okay, she's probably, who are the crazy ladies?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Sorry.
I know, right?
Yeah.
This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You might listen to us, perhaps.
Yeah.
We're all about the ladies, honey.
That's right.
Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are, girl. Welcome to our side.
Yeah, welcome. So,
hey, what's going on?
Well, she's probably like, first off, how'd you get my phone number?
Right. Yeah.
So here's the deal, girlfriend. Yes. There is someone that has been liking on you because it's all about OkCupid these days.
Yes.
The Cupid shot an arrow in someone's butt, and they're like, I like this girl right here.
Yeah.
I want to go out again because that's what they do.
Yep.
Do you remember Steve? You know, Greenbush Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball hat.
Oh. Mm. Did you hear how she said that?
No, say it again. Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You didn't sound too happy about that, Belle.
Oh, no.
It's just a little weird.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Do tell.
Yeah.
No. This whole thing is just...
This is weird. You're right.
So listen, he has been looking for you, girlfriend.
Right.
He has asked us to give you a call because he likes you.
That's right.
And he wants to know why you have not gotten back to him.
Yeah.
So that's why we're calling. We just want to know the details.
Yeah, we just want the deets.
Mm.
Am I on the radio right now?
You are, but you're just talking to Krista and I, really.
Girl, wing women.
Yes, hello, wing women.
Listen, so what's going on?
What's up?
Was he crazy on the date?
Why didn't you call
him? Did he not look good?
Right.
Did he not look what he was supposed to look like?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't crazy. He was really nice. But
okay, good. Mm-hmm. Good.
In all of his profile pictures, he had... caps or hats on.
Yeah.
And when he showed up for the date, he looked like a completely different person. Completely different.
How so?
It kind of freaked me out. He just looked like one person with a hat on and a totally different person without.
So what does he got? Does he have a jacked up face? Is his head not proportionate? I mean, I don't know.
I've heard this. Some people look better with a cap on.
I mean, he sort of gave the impression that he had hair. And I don't know. It just...
Okay, you're saying he's bald.
No, he's not completely bald, but I don't know how to explain it.
He's bald enough to wear a cap?
Right.
It was more that I didn't... I mean, it's weird enough meeting somebody for what's essentially a blind date. I mean, it is. It always makes me... I'm in my 30s. I know it's what we all do, but it's still... Mm-hmm. It's always a little bit unnerving. But I just had this feeling the whole time that I was with a person I didn't recognize, and it didn't go away.
Okay. So here's a question. Are you more attracted to him with his hat on? Because that's what I'm...
I just wasn't that attracted to him.
Okay. Well, listen, girl, I will let you know that it is true. You are on Second Date Update, and Steve has been listening to the call.
Has.
So, Steve, you knew instinctively, something was going on with her saying to you, you don't look like the way you look like in your picture.
Right.
How are you feeling about this? I mean, you guys can say hi.
Yeah.
Hey, Belle. How are you?
I'm okay. This is a little unsettling.
I don't understand. Is my face completely transform from wearing a hat / cap to not wearing a hat? I don't get it. How different could I really look?
You look different. I don't know how to say it. I just didn't feel comfortable.
That's really odd, but I mean, if that's how you feel, I mean, I get it. That's how you feel. You know, I just wear things on my head usually to cover up my bald spot, and it's, you know, it's all about the presentation online, you know?
Right.
Well, and let's be honest. I mean, we all have, our thing. Okay. Yeah. That might not be perfect.
Right.
And we only
have. I mean, I do. Yeah. I for sure do. Every woman alive is familiar with covering up things we don't like.
I used to wear a water bra all the time. No, these boobs aren't that big. It's the water bra.
Water
bra. That was the jam back in the day. All right, so listen, here's a question. Belle, would you be interested in going out with Steve again? Or is this just a done deal?
This feels so awkward to me. I just... I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. It happens. I mean, Steve, yeah, are you... It's all good, my man. Yeah. I mean, it's just one person's opinion.
I mean, I'm sorry for hat-fishing you.
Ooh, hat-fishing.
I've heard of hat-fishing.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, my man, we have the photo of what you look like, and we are more than welcome to put that out on our Chris in the Morning Rush Facebook page.
Exactly.
We've got a lot of single ladies out here if you want us to.
Yeah.
Hat or no hat. Okay.
Yeah, hat or no hat. You sound like a great guy.
Yeah. And then, Belle, good luck to you. Love, too. Yeah. I know it's not easy being, single in this damn age as well. So
thank you.
All right. Good luck to you guys.
Good luck.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.